Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Alison, where are you? You're not in view.
I'm here.
I can see her.
Oh, I can't see her on mine.
What can you see, Maureen? Can you just see
all
nothing?
All I see is a curtain.
Oh, this is brilliant. You've green screened yourself, Alison, so you're not. So Maureen can't. Only Maureen can't see you. You know, it's like only dogs can hear a sound.
I was wondering why only her voice Maureen. Was there. I can't. Honestly, I'm going to take a picture.
This is brilliant. We need more of this on the podcast.
Alison is not on screen.
Am I like an invisible woman right now?
I've just sent you the photo.
What is happening?
God, I'm not there. That is so weird.
That is amazing.
Am I a vampire? Has it happened? Have I turned into a vampire?
Welcome to Women Talking Bollocks, a podcast where you'll hear, well, three women talking utter bollocks. What you won't hear is anyone nattering on about fashion, makeup, diets, or those blinking Kardashians. I'm not even sure I know who they are, if I'm honest. But what you will hear is some uplifting, irreverent chat with myself, Jen Brister, and my two very dear friends, comedians and women, the very wonderful, if slightly eccentric, Maureen Younger, and the dashing, kind, charisma bomb that is Alison June Smith.
What's lovely is we are actually recording the podcast right now, and I was going to say this is a great way to plug. For those of you, we're now going to be putting, for our patrons, you're going to be able to see us visually. We're going to put the visuals out so you can now see what we're banging on about. So if you want to be a patron, join us, and you can see Maureen in her Irish green emerald top. You can see that I am invisible.
I can see Jen, though.
Sadly, Maureen, you're going to have to still see me. That's terrible. Wow. Well, it's a mystery, and certainly one that we'll put up on Instagram so that this bit can actually make sense, because I can see Alison. Hi, Alison. You look great,
thanks.
By the way.
Hi, Jen. Thanks a lot. Thank you.
You've never
Thank
looked
you.
Better. In fact, we've peaked, actually, in terms of how good you look. And it's unfortunate that Maureen can't see that. That's a shame.
The internet's like, Maureen doesn't need to see this.
Maureen's missed out. Maureen has missed out. Anyway, let's find out. What have you guys been up to since I last spoke to you?
Well, you know, I forgot to mention something, which was I said was glamorous. Last week.
Yeah.
So my friend treated me to like four or five days at a health spa in the Austrian mountains.
Narcissen Vital Resort.
And it was absolutely lovely. Alison, you would approve of the rooms. The rooms were great. We had our own little suites with balconies overlooking the mountains. I did miss this kind of, my friend went, you've got mountains all around you. And I hadn't looked at the left, and there were mountains also to the left. I just looked straight ahead. I was like, oh my goodness. There were loads of pools, and it's not that busy. Like, they don't have too many people there, so it's not too busy. And you had a pool, but you go in from the inside, but you swim out through these flaps to the outside heated pool, and you're surrounded by mountains while you're swimming.
I love getting through the flaps.
Well, you would, wouldn't it? Going through the flaps. I mean, that's your kind of thing, isn't it, Jen?
It is more, I'm afraid.
Going through the flaps. I think that's going to be the title for this show. And and then they also had like a very quiet place, which was very salty. So you could only stay there for 15 minutes. So it's very quiet, very salty. But you did drift off because like you thought you
were... Wait, what are we talking about?
This pool. And so you drifted off.
Salty pool.
Because it's so salty water, you drift off. I didn't realise you drifted off. So I did kind of bang into a few people by mistake. But and the other thing was, it's such good value for money. I know it's all relative, but bear in mind this is a 4-star resort. So you have dinner at night, the food was gorgeous, and a 3-course meal was €35 for a 4-star restaurant. And the breakfasts were brilliant. And it's very hard to do a boiled egg in breakfast scenarios. Lovely. The food was lovely. It was really good value for money. Obviously, it was in the mountains. I hadn't bothered checking. So I turned up. Everyone goes there to ski, obviously, in the area. I turned up and I was the only one dressed like this in a summer's dress, fishnet tights and court shoes. There was snow on the station platform.
I mean, Maureen, it's February in Austria. I don't know what to tell you, but that's winter.
I mean, yeah, I was February. The only one in fishnets, to be fair.
Maureen said to me, I couldn't understand it. Everyone had big coats and they were wearing like ski wear and had big hiking boots. And I went, it's the mountains and it's February. This is what people are doing. But Maureen only had fishnet tights.
I like fishnet tights.
I know. I mean, yeah, but so anyway, not maybe in the winter.
Really,
in the
honestly, I would recommend it. It's just a lovely, actually, Alison, it's a lovely place to go. The rooms are gorgeous.
I saw the pictures. Oh. I liked the pictures. I was like, yes, Maureen, yes, wherever you are, yes.
Yeah, unfortunately, I didn't have time really to spend on the balcony just enjoying the mountains really as much as I would have liked because we always seem to be doing stuff. But it was really lovely. And because I had really bad eczema when I went and it actually had cleared up after 5 days in that resort. But yeah, and the staff were lovely. It was just a really nice place to go. Recommend it.
A good treat for you, Maureen. Mm. Just at the right time when you needed it.
Yeah.
So you see what happens when you take some time to do things for yourself that are positive.
Oh, it makes a big difference.
They can have a positive impact. Yeah, yeah. We're just going to keep drumming that into Maureen until until she really hears it.
What have you two been up to? Can you beat that?
Oh, well, I mean, yeah, I can actually. I started back in my tour, obviously, in January, which, Maureen, you came with to many of the
Ireland.
Went to Ireland shows that we did. We went to Ireland, didn't we? And we went to, I've been everywhere.
Went up north.
We were in Manchester together.
Oh, yes, all three of us. That was brilliant.
We got together. That was so fun. We both did spots opening for Jen, which was tremendous.
That was at the end of January. Fun. Which, I mean, it feels like a long time ago, but it wasn't that long ago. You know, I've been all over the place. I've been in Essex. I've been in Kent. I've been in Yorkshire and Lancashire and
all over the
shop.
And do you know this, Alison? Jen has sold out, I think twice, Ali Pali, the theatre at Alexandra Palace.
Amazing. Your whole tour is going great. You know what I mean?
The tour is really, I mean, you know what it's like, guys. No one is more surprised that this tour is selling out than I am. Let's be honest. That's never happened before. I really feel like I need to be like, yeah, well, I was just expecting it. Kind of that's the sort of thing that I do. I sell things and they go out, sell out. I'm a sellout. But actually, the whole time I'm like, what? How?
I mean, Ali Pali sits 900 people. That's impressive, Jen.
I said to Maureen, it's going to go on sale. I was like, oh, God, it's going to be so embarrassing if it doesn't sell out. And then it did. And I just couldn't get my head around it. And then they added another date and then that sold out. And I was like, I feel like there's some sort of bizarre joke that's happening that I haven't been privy to. But look, it's great. And as it's a new feeling to be popular and I'm just trying to enjoy it.
So, Jen, if people want to get tickets for your sellout shows that haven't sold out, the few that haven't sold out yet, where do they go? Just to look on your website, do they?
Yeah, I've added more dates for places. Don't be cross if I'm not going, if the date isn't near you. Lots of people going, why aren't you in the Midlands? I was there in October. if there isn't a date near you, it's because I've already done it. That's why. But there are more dates and you can find them on my website if that's your jam. Alison, are you still there?
I'm here. And also I was going to say, if you want to...
She's back on my camera. I can see Alison now.
This is hilarious because now I can't see Alison.
What are you talking about?
I'm not joking.
What is happening?
I genuinely can't see you. Right, okay.
Take a photo. Take a photo.
It's just black. You're just black. It's just hang on a second.
I don't understand.
I can
see
Alison
now.
Okay, I'm sending this. I was like, why has Alison disappeared?
As soon as she disappeared, she came on. I could see her.
That's so weird. Well, I was going to say, while Jen is taking a picture of me disappearing, I'm the invisible woman. If you are a fan of Jen's and you know, you can't get in to see her show, you can hear her voice weekly with us here at
yes.
WTB. So thank you for being a listener and continue to listen. And if you have friends that like Jen, and send them our way. We are riding on her coattails, and we're very grateful to have you all with us. So thank you very much, all of Jen's fans. Stay with us.
Alison, you're back. You're back.
I can see you. Screens. What?
Look at this.
But you've just come back from nowhere. This is mind-blowing stuff. I mean, we should. Why has nobody made a movie about this? Can you imagine reading that script? You'd be like, this is going to be a hit, kid. Anyway, sorry. Carry on.
So, Alice, what have you been up to?
There is actually a movie called Unfriended. It's a great horror movie about a ghost online when people join in groups like this. Anyway, sidetracked.
Of course, it's.
That's for free, everyone. Unfriended. You'll enjoy it. What have I been doing? I told you last week I've been obsessed with cults, so I can't stop listening to cult podcasts. But also, I've been really getting back into my plants, everyone. And I bought some self-watering plant pots. And I gotta say,
what?
Yeah. Game changer, everyone. Game changer. Basically, what it is it's a pot that has a little bit storage for water underneath. Then they have these little crevices so the roots can get down into the water. And then it just like you just keep that water filled up so you don't have to fill it every week or keep watering it. You just make sure every so often. And it's got a little measuring thing. So it says there's this much water in the thing below. So you can see if you're getting low on the water. So you just don't have to fuss. And it's been an amazing experience. I learned it from Leanne, one of our producers. Yeah,
she knows.
Yeah,
things.
She taught me all about it, and it's been a game changer. So that's the excitement level I got going on in my life right now. Apparently, I'm invisible from time to time, and I'm into self-watering plant pots. Everyone,
you're a middle-aged woman, so obviously you're invisible.
I am invisible.
not to me, you're not. Well, actually,
I was
going
to say,
briefly.
But not often to other middle-aged women. So that's why that one was really weird. You know, normally we're like, hey,
yeah.
We're like V-dub drivers. Hey, I see you. I see a middle-aged woman. You give a little wave, right? Pass a fan because we're always hot. You know, whatever it is you do with it.
Well, I'm relieved that we can see you again, Alison, because I missed you.
Thanks, guys.
And it's good to have you back. And the self-watering plants, of course you and Leanne are doing that. I think you guys were separated at birth.
I think we were.
I really think you were.
And you'd have an excuse for shopping, so you would have been in seventh heaven buying those, wouldn't you?
Oh, my God. Of course, Maureen. I'm trying not to shop so much, though. I'm trying to not be a shopaholic. But that's a topic for another day, everyone.
Well, we've all had, yet again, absolutely banging weeks. I've had to talk about something that happened 3 months ago because absolutely nothing is going on. Is that incredible when you think, what have I done? And you think, oh, nothing of any interest. But you know, it's great that we've got that we can claw back and go, oh, like 3 months ago, I did something interesting because we haven't talked about it. So I've always got that. And I'll continue to go back in time really deep into the months to fish out something interesting to say. For the whole of this particular series, just so you know, we may go as far as May and June, and I'll still be talking about something that happened in January.
Or primary school.
Yeah, sure, why not? What have you been up to this week? Well, I was 11. I fell off my bike, and wow.
I'll break out my diaries and read excerpts from my diaries again.
I mean, can always do some excerpts from diaries, and I'll very much enjoy those. Well, it's good to know that we've all had weeks. Of course... I'm very intrigued to know what Maureen is going to say next, because it's time to go over to her to find out what absolutely nut job thing she's done. It's Maureen Younger's Be My Buddy moment.
I messaged Jen. I have just put olive oil in my eyes. And I was like, sitting there going, why is it so blurred?
I mean, you can't make this shit up, can you?
It was fine in the end, but I wouldn't recommend it.
No.
You wouldn't recommend it, Maureen.
Well, while we were at this health spa, some friends came to visit us, and one of them went, you do realise there's some other outdoor pools outside that you two haven't been to. So on our last morning, we thought, oh, we should check these out. So we went to this, it was where the saunas are and everything. So we went in there, and there were two pools. One was like a cold pool, one was like a really heated pool. And as we were about to go in, there were three people in the pool. Two people came out completely naked. We were like, oh, well, whatever floats your boat. By the way, I didn't have my lenses in because I'd hurt my eyes, so I could just about make out the mountains, let alone anything else. And my friend, and there was a woman also in the pool while we went in there. So we were in there, we were swimming. We're like, got this pool to ourselves. It's amazing. Anyway, then this guy came out dressed only in a towel and went, you do realise this is the nudist area, right? And as he said it, like on cue, about a dozen completely naked, no towels, completely naked people came out. And I went, oh, I suppose in German, I went, I suppose we should have guessed, right? And so we're swimming, obviously in costumes, in the nudist area. My friend is very, very modest. So she's not only in a bathing suit, she's actually got a swimming dress. I don't know if you know you could get these. It was really pretty, actually.
Yeah.
She's in a swimming dress. And to complete the look, she's got trousers on. So she's the most dressed person swimming in the whole area. And we're both in the nudist pool. So my friend, we obviously get out. And we go, oh, sorry, you know, we're British. We get out. And my friend, obviously not to see anything. I mean, they don't care, but she puts a T-shirt over her face. I can't see anything anyway because I'm totally blind. And I, without my glasses, but on reflection, I think if three people are swimming nude in the pool, that is perhaps a bit of a clue that it is the nudist area.
There were so many clues, weren't there, as you swam next to three naked people.
Less people in the pool.
I love that Maureen just went, well...
Yeah, whatever floats your boat.
I guess that's what you're doing. You're just... if I was in a pool and they were naked, then my immediate thought would be, oh, okay, either they need to be arrested or this is a nudist area. What I wouldn't do is just go, oh, well, I guess that's just what you're doing and I'll just accept that you're naked and I'm...
In our defence, it was a really nice pool. Now, the thing is, it was in the sauna area and my friend hadn't said that because the sauna area is kind of... It's a different area. You've got to have a special pass for it, which we did. So your children can't go in there. And I didn't realise that everybody in the sauna is... That's what people do in Austria. So I said to my friend, you never told us it was like nudist. And he went, it's the sauna area. What do you think? And I went, I'm so glad I didn't go to the sauna with him. But it was like, I didn't realise that. So every Austrian would have known that that area was a nudist area. Obviously, apart from the two Brits.
I mean, I don't know how I feel about that whole nudie business in a sauna because I'm not comfortable going in to a sauna when a man's got like a tight pair of swim trunks on. I'm like, oh God, I'm having to squint as it is. I don't really know if I could cope with seeing the full shebang.
No.
And you know, especially if he's come out of the cold pool, I'll be like, what is that? What's happened to it? There's too much. I think
I'm
too
really
much.
Glad also, I didn't go with my mate.
I hope the women are putting a towel down before they sit down. There's a lot to think about.
These are things that I think about too. Yeah.
But I just thought, I mean, the guy was very nice who told us. I just thought that just sums us up. Getting thrown out for nudist bit and my mate being in the most dress. I mean, all she needed really was a veil to complete the look. Do you know what I mean?
I love that she was essentially wearing a trouser suit with a dress.
A three-piece trouser.
Three-piece suit.
Bathing suit.
Three-piece bathing suit.
In the nudist area.
They exist in the nudist area.
I think we got away with it because we were British, so they just thought we were just mad Brits, so that was fine.
Oh, yeah. I think the second they hear like any sort of British accent, they're like, oh, yeah.
Oh, it's them.
You got to admit, that's a good Be More Maureen, isn't it? Being thrown out for nudist area.
That's a real good one.
It's a classic, yeah. Yeah, that you swimming fully, essentially fully clothed in a nudist area is brilliant. Well, Maureen, that is a beautiful Be More Maureen moment. What a visual image as well. And to be fair to you, it's not something I would have known that the sauna area was nudist. I wouldn't have known that.
I wouldn't have known that either.
No.
So, like, I can't even be like, oh, come on, Lauren. We all know that sauna's where you take your kit off in Austria. Good to know if you're ever going to a sauna in Austria, though, isn't it? That's good to know.
And also, it's like, you know, I had a massage there and it's done by a man. And that's quite normal in Germany and Austria. Like, that would never happen in Britain. You'd always have a woman massaging you, wouldn't you? You'd never have a man massage you.
Oh, I've had men in Canada. I've had a lot of male
masseuses. But not in Britain.
You don't tend to. I mean, I have had a massage by a man, but they say to you, they say, look, we've only got...
Are you okay with this?
We've only got, you know, Fabio and...
So can I have a look?
Okay? And you go, well, let me check out what Fabio looks like and then I'll let you know. but you know, you're right, Maureen, generally speaking. it's a woman, which obviously I have no problem with. Maureen, thank you. Thank you for your Bieber Maureen moment. It was a classic.
So good. So good.
It was a good one. Alison, we've got to go to you. There's got to be a problem that you haven't solved recently. Hopefully it's post the Yuletide season
New
this
year?
Time. It's time to ask Alison.
Go to the gym, get it together, pay your taxes and stop eating chips. Take my advice.
Take my advice. I ain't using it.
Actually, funny enough, this person wrote in saying they have an evergreen Ask Allison, and they sure do. This doesn't even matter the season. This is great. Anytime. Not had this problem. Really surprised that this has not been written in about before. Here we go. Problem this week. I need to go to the dentist. But I just cannot bring myself to do it. I don't have any pain, but I am many years overdue and got a tiny chip off one of the front of my teeth. And I'm so self-conscious about it, but I'm also just too afraid to get to the dentist. I'm also slowly emerging from a major depressive episode, 3+ years. And brushing my teeth was the first of my self-care go-to. So I'm feeling guilt and shame, as well as just your average dentist anxiety. Okay, first off, I just want to say, good for you for taking any steps of any sort of self-care, and well done for getting back up on, you know, realizing you are so important and you should be so proud of yourself for doing this and even beginning to think about these steps. So well done. Congratulations. Please don't feel any shame or anything about going to the... Look, people who take care of their teeth all their life, I'll tell you what. My sister, she is meticulous with taking care of her teeth, and every time she goes to the dentist, she has at least 2 to 3 cavities. So look, whether or not you have been caring for your teeth, sometimes teeth just genetically, they can be in rough shape. So just to take that away from you, there's no shame. Don't worry about it. You're doing a great job. I think this is a big thing for a lot of people. The dentist is a very intrusive and it feels weird and it's uncomfortable. So you're not alone. There are a lot of things that you can do to make a dentist visit a lot better. And one of the first things I want to recommend to you is to start looking. There are actually clinics that specialize for people who have this problem with going to the dentist, right? So there, you can speak to the NHS about, they are called sedation clinics, okay? And you can get a reference for them. So sedation clinics basically just kind of go, okay, they can give you a little bit of gas if you want, that they put over your face to kind of gas you up to take away some of the intensity, some of the anxiety. There's also dentist practices that will put you right under if you want to be fully sedated and go to sleep. To me, I don't know if I could do that. I kind of like to know what's going on when they're doing things. But there are those options. And they're out there. You can go to the NHS. You can look at, if you're in North America or Canada, I'm sure you could look up. There are definitely dental practices that specify in this. Some other things that you can do, which I thought were really great. Bring a friend. You can bring a friend to the dentist, which I think a lot of people don't think that. But sometimes just having that support there. And I mean, literally bring them in with you. They could sit with you while you're with the dentist. That is something that can really help. OK, a lot of people have found help with that. The other thing you can do, bring some music or a podcast or something you want to listen to take your mind off of what's going on. And you absolutely can do that. Our producer Alex is shaking his head. Yeah, yeah. Look, it makes it a lot easier if you want to drift off. You don't have to have, because sometimes it's maybe just the whole thing of like having this person above you talking to you. You can just check out if you want. So listen to some music or a podcast that is of interest to you. Those are things that you can really help. Also, speaking of podcasts, there are a ton of podcasts out there with talking about dental fears, people dealing with going to the dentist. And I would say, go have a listen to some of them, because there might be people who have gone through things like this, and they might be able to give you some sort of tip that has helped them significantly. Also, just sometimes realizing we're not alone in these things makes us feel a bit more brave and a bit more ready to do these things. So those are the biggest things that I want to tell you. I mean, also, you can go in the way of hypnosis. If you really want to do that, you can go get hypnotized so you can not be afraid of the dentist. I don't know. I'm sure there's some great hypnosis out there. I don't know. But those are big things. So sedation clinics, listen to music, take a friend, listen to some podcasts about going to the dentist. But overall, I just want to say you're doing great. Congratulations. I'm so proud of you for even venturing into this world. And I promise you, once you begin, it gets easier and easier, and you will just feel better and better because you know you are taking care of yourself. That is all of the advice I can give.
That's really great advice, Alison. I think the not cleaning your teeth or, you know, because you're depressed is like totally normal. I think that's not an unusual thing to happen. And I don't think, you know, it's hard enough to be suffering depression without then self-flagellating about the fact that you weren't able to have self-care when you're depressed. Of course you can't have self-care when you're depressed. You're depressed. And so you have to find a way. And I know it's difficult because it's so easy to feel guilt and shame and attach those to that. But if there's any way that, you know, by talking to somebody or by talking to yourself and reminding yourself to be kind to yourself and just say, it's actually that's just a symptom of your depression. Okay. And so you have to accept that, and you have to be kind to yourself and say, of course, yeah, that's okay. The next step, is, you know, as you said, Alison, please try to take the shame away from that, because that will then stop you from making that phone call to get to a dentist, which you absolutely need to do. I don't suffer from depression, and I absolutely hate going to the dentist, and I have avoided it. Horrible. And I can't explain it. It's not like a phobic thing. It's just, every time I go, I lose 500 quid. Do you know what I mean? I'm like, Jesus Christ. Yeah. I know what you're saying. Yeah. Maybe if you went more regularly, Jen, you wouldn't be spunking that much money at the dentist. But my point is, I find it very difficult to make that appointment, and I don't even have, you know, I'm not clinically depressed. So whatever, you know, the hardest thing is going to be picking up the phone and making that call. But also, you know, I think, Alison, you've made so many great suggestions about what you can do in order to make being in the dentist bearable. And if it means shutting the world out, listen to this podcast, will distract you.
Yeah.
Happily.
And realise things could be worse.
Yeah. Yeah. You could be one of us. It's really great advice. But the hardest part of listening to that problem is to listen to this person feeling any sort of shame about being depressed. God, please.
Yeah. Don't feel shame.
No. I mean, it's easy for us to say don't feel shame, but try not to. Try to remember that, you've not been well.
No, but also there's a sense of achievement, because I do that as well when I get depressed. You put off things and then it weighs down on you. So it aids the depression in a way. It feeds the depression because you're not doing stuff.
Yes.
So you beat yourself up because you're not doing stuff. And so there is a sense of achievement when you actually finally do it, and you do it. And then often, as in most things in life, it's never normally as bad as you think it's going to be. So you kind of build these things up in your head. It's going to be terrible. I'm going to be there for hours, whatever. I mean, I travelled 2 hours to the other end of London because I like my dentist. I mean, once you find a good dentist, stick to them.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing, too. Like, even just begin by looking for the right dentist. I mean, you know, but just be proud.
And I have terrible teeth. I've got 5 teeth missing. I had really bad gum disease for years, which nobody spotted. So my mouth is just, you know, I have lots of problems. But yeah, so they will have seen worse.
Yeah.
Believe me, they'll have seen worse.
Whatever happens, you just need to go and get that sorted. And I really think that Alison and Maureen are right. Once you make that phone call and that is booked in, it's never going to be as bad as you think it's going to be. It just never is. And if you think that the dentist hasn't been there and seen there and done that, and frankly, who gives a fuck what they think? My dentist was always being weird about my teeth. Last time I went, I had to have like an implant. Anyway, he was talking about the different coloured tooth he was going to have to put in, and he went, "We've chosen quite a yellow one for you to make it match the rest of your teeth." And I was like, "Wow, I mean, dude, did you have to was that necessary?" There are good dentists out there. You've got to find the one. And Alison is right. You know, you can contact your NHS and definitely go to a dentist who is equipped to deal with people who have anxiety around going. Because that's who you want. What I'm saying is, you don't want my dentist, who has all the empathy of a breeze block. I'll give you his number if you want it, but maybe not.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Sorry, Alison, I'm distracted by the fact that Maureen appears to be drinking double cream.
I'm not drinking double
cream. What are you drinking?
It's a cafe latte.
Oh, thank God. Sorry, Alison, let's be honest. It wouldn't be out of the realms of possibility that Maureen is chugging on some double cream. Now it's time to find out what we have. We're very cultural women. All we do is watch telly. Maureen, what have you been doing?
Well, I'm going to do a film, which I actually watched with Jen on my birthday, which was Babylon, which is a very long film. I actually really liked it. I think it's over 3 hours, isn't it, Jen? It's something like that.
Oh, it's over 3 hours. It's ridiculous.
It's over 3 hours. And it stars Brad Pitt and Margot Robbie, who seems to be in everything at the moment. And it's about Hollywood just at the time when it went from silent movies to sound. And Brad Pitt plays a big silent movie star who basically with sound kills his career. And I really enjoyed it. It is a bit on the long side. A bit of judicious editing might not have done it any harm. The opening scene is amazing. It's this really long, long tracking shot. But I really liked it. What did you think, Jen?
Yeah, I enjoyed it. It's quite a light-hearted watch, isn't it? It's not too...
No, yeah. There's some bits that are really, really funny in it.
It's basically looking at the casualties of people that were huge stars during the silent movie time. And then when the talkies are introduced and colour film is introduced, how a lot of these people, they couldn't make that connection. I mean, a lot of people did. Like, I think, was it Greta Gutman?
Al Johnson was like the big...
Al Johnson, but who was the woman actor?
Oh, Greta Garbo.
Oh, it is Greta Garbo. And it's during that pre-Second World War. So it's the post the First World War. It's very hedonistic. You know, there's big sort of parties
of
where there's like basically orgies and nudity. And like it's, you know, if you think about what was happening in Europe at the time, that was about the time of the Weimar Republic in Germany, which had all the same sort of things happening over there. So, you know, I'm talking about in the...
20s.
Not for the average person. The average person wasn't, you know, indulging in orgies and going to cabaret. But, you know, this is Hollywood. So this is talking about that time and how women were commodities and sexual harassment and rape were...
How things have changed.
But at least now you're not paying girls to be raped by men, which is what they were doing back then. They would get these girls, they would go to the parties, these women would be like prostituted out and raped, and then they would go back to the film sets the next day and be on the, do the dancing or be in the background and pretending to be whatever. I mean, it was just dreadful. And that's all going on in the background of this story, which is about this young woman who wants to be a star and her inevitable demise. But anyway, it was really good. It was really, really good. And I love Margot. I imagine that will be coming out on some streaming channel very soon. I want to recommend a film that I really enjoyed. Again, I watched it with Maureen. I don't know if Maureen enjoyed it, but I loved it. It was called The Banshees of Inisherin.
Oh, yes. Yes.
It stars Brendan Dempsey and Colin Farrell. And it is just...
Did you say Brendan Gleeson, yeah?
Oh, Brendan Gleeson, sorry. Not Brendan Dempsey, it's completely different. The other day, I was talking about a movie, and I said, oh, it starred Gary Barlow. I was like, it didn't star Gary Barlow at all. It's like, my mate was like, Gary Barlow? It's like, no, sorry.
It wasn't Gary Cooper, was
no,
it?
It wasn't Gary Cooper, but it's a different Gary. Gary Oldman. And he went, you mean Gary Oldman? I went, oh, yeah, I meant Gary Oldman, not Gary Barlow.
Yeah, yeah, that Gary.
Yeah. Just turning into my mother, just saying any old name that sounds about right. Anyway, it's really good. It's about these two friends, and one of them decides he doesn't want to be friends with them anymore. And it's inexplicable. Mm. And one of them just is like, can't understand why their friendship has been terminated, and does everything he can to reignite. And it's really funny. The actors, the acting in it is absolutely brilliant. All of the actors are fantastic in it, apart from Colin Farrell and Brendan Gleeson. Kerry Condon, who plays Colin Farrell's sister, she's outstanding in it. And then there's another young guy called Barry Keoghan, who plays the kind of the young simple guy who's being, you know, physically and sexually abused by his father.
It's all taking place in an island.
It's an island off the west coast of Ireland, and on the mainland you can see there is a civil war happening. And it's really, I mean, I might be taking this very literally, but it feels like it's a metaphor or something for what is happening over on the mainland, that you have these two people who were friends, lived side by side, cared about one another, and then inexplicably, they are no longer friends. In fact, they one of them's like, we're not talking ever again. And if you come to me and if you try to disrupt my peace, there will be consequences. And there are. So I might be taking that literally, might not have anything to do with that. But because the civil war is happening in the background, you can't help but make that sort of... The script is absolutely outstanding. The acting is fantastic. It's really, really funny. And it's one of the few films I've seen recently that I'm like, oh, I'd watch that again.
And it's really good.
And, you know, a lot of the time when things are nominated for awards, you're like, really? Oh, God, really? But this one, I'm totally get why it's being nominated for all kinds of things. It's just a fantastic... And the acting, Colin Farrell, both of them, but Colin Farrell in particular...
Brendan Gleeson's always amazing.
He is amazing. He's absolutely brilliant. But Colin Farrell, just because he plays... You just want to give him a cuddle.
You kind of feel really sorry for him.
You just want to give him a cuddle. He's just like, oh, love. Yeah. Anyway, that's my recommendation. Alison, talk to me about horror.
Oh, and where can you see it? Did we see it on Amazon? Is it on Amazon or Netflix or something at the moment?
You can find it on Disney, if that's your bag. Alison, talk to me.
There's so many platforms out there, everyone. If we mention something, I mean, you can find it.
Google
it. Find it. It's out there somewhere. This week I'm going to recommend a horror movie that I'm, you know, almost 1,000,000,000% sure none of you in front of me have seen. It is, because we were talking about The Dentist, and I was like, oh, okay. I mean, look. Little Shop of Horrors, of course.
I love that.
You know what I mean? Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's a good one. It's great. It's fun. You know, that's a fun one just to like, you know, but if you want an actual horror movie, now I'm not saying it's good quality, but I enjoyed it. I got into it. It's called Darkness Falls.
Okay.
Let me read the synopsis. Darkness Falls. A vengeful spirit has taken the form of a tooth fairy to extract vengeance on the town that lynched her 150 years earlier. Her only opposition is the only child now grown up who has survived her before. So basically, we got an angry tooth fairy spirit. She's angry because the townspeople, the townspeople wrongfully burned her.
Allison.
They wrongfully killed her. Yeah, it's real good, everyone. And I'm just saying if you're into this. And so,
who's going to be into this?
Yeah, someone who's battling dental fear, because I'll tell you what, this is what my hope was. You don't want to go see the dentist. What do you want, the dentist? Or do you want a vengeful spirit coming in the middle of the night? I'm saying dentist wins. So that is why I'm recommending Darkness Falls. Have you even bothered looking at it? Rotten Tomatoes. What is it saying, Jen?
It's saying
3%.
9%.
9%, everyone.
9%.
It's 9% on Rotten Tomatoes. It's 4.9 out of 10 on IMDb. And it's 1 out of 5. For for common sense.
All I'm saying is if you want to throw in something that is ridiculous, but, you know, it just...
This is the thing about horror movies. It doesn't have to be good. It still made $48 million at the box office. So
there you go. There's a market for it.
There is a market for every horror film. And it doesn't have to be good. It just has to be a horror film.
There is another horror film called The Tooth Fairy, which is even worse. Don't watch it. Darkness Falls is the better.
I think you mentioned it before.
Have you? The Tooth Fairy.
I love that Maureen's like, I do remember an awful recommendation you gave a long time ago.
I don't remember that. But that actually does better. That gets 14% on Rotten Tomatoes. So
see, and I think it's a worse movie. So I'm going with Darkness Falls.
Okay, yeah. Great. Darkness Falls. Yeah. Check it out. An absolute banger there. If you want to have horror and tooth fairies, this is the perfect Venn diagram for you. Alison, there's absolutely no way I would know of any of these movies' existence without you, and I'm grateful for that. So
you're welcome.
Thank you so much for your horror recommendation. Oh dear, Maureen, must we? Apparently so. It's time to put our finger in your cultured corner and wipe it.
Jen.
Wipe it with a wet wipe.
Check the pH.
Check the pH levels. Ouch! It stings. Maureen, tell us. Of course, it's the corner time that is often cultural, but sometimes just batshit.
I'm not quite sure I like that introduction, but anyway, I'm going to talk about Walter Presents, which is on. If you're in Britain, it's on Channel 4, and it just shows lots of programmes all around the world. Wow. So you've got Scandi police procedures, which will be up Jen's alley because they'll be depressing and somebody will die. So you'll have a great time. They have French, they have German, they have Belgian, they have Dutch, they have Polish, all around the world, including Canada. They've got a show from Canada, which I am going to talk to you about. It is called Cover Your Tracks. It's a French-Canadian 8-part drama.
I started watching that.
Did you? What do you think?
I didn't finish watching it. Oh. It's one of those ones where I started to watch it and then Chloe went, shut it down, it's got subtitles.
Oh.
So we didn't get very far with it. But it's right up my alley because it's dark and depressing.
Yeah, so that's on. It's in French with English subtitles. This is one that I think is going to be good just because it stars Daniel Auteuil, who's one of the best French actors ever. No matter what thing he's in, whatever film programme he's in, he's always brilliant. And it's called Something to Hide. And he plays this very successful mayor of the town. He lives on the Riviera. His life is a success. And he's about to become a senator. And his life falls apart when his beloved grandson accuses him of raping him.
Oh, wow.
Oh,
okay.
Oh,
all right.
Maureen, I mean, you say that, I mean, that is dark. Ooh. That's crazy dark.
That is dark.
Yeah.
And it's based on a true story.
What's it called again?
Something to Hide. And Daniel Auteuil plays the main character. If you've never seen him, he is one of the best actors in the world. So he will be brilliant. And that is definitely worth watching. This sounds quite good. Agatha Christie's Hjerson, I don't know if that's pronounced right, but it's a Swedish crime drama based on a character from the famous writer's world, a brilliant ex-criminal profiler and a TV producer accidentally become a crime-solving team. So that sounds quite interesting.
Where's this from?
This is from Sweden.
Okay.
And there's another one that I've actually watched, which I think I've mentioned before, called The Announcer, which is in French. And it's about set in the TV world of the 1960s, and it's a female French TV presenter. I really enjoyed that. And the other one, which is new and I haven't seen, it's called Faking Hitler, and I believe it's about in the 80s, Der Spiegel, which is a really famous, well-respected magazine, printed what were supposed to be Hitler's diaries. And it was a big scoop, and it turned out, of course, they were fake. But, you know, this was like a major magazine that had fallen for it. And so it's a German series about called Faking Hitler, which sounds quite interesting. So I don't know if you can watch these if you're not in Britain, so that might be an issue. But check out Walter because they do have lots of very interesting programmes for all around the world.
Brilliant. And so forgive me, Maureen, because I'm probably thick. When you say check out Walter...
It's like a part of Channel 4. So you go into Walter Presents, which is all part of Channel 4, so it's free to access.
So is it part of all... So if you go into the Channel 4...
It's all 4... It'll have Walter Presents.
Okay.
Just go in there.
Oh, right.
And then you can check out all these. It's how they banned all the foreign, like, binge stuff. They put it under Walter Presents.
So it's just a load of foreign box sets, basically.
Foreign box sets, yeah. So it's all free to access on Channel 4. You will get adverts.
Maureen, I don't know how does she find all this stuff out? I don't know how you know all of this. It's unbelievable.
She's very cultured.
I have a lot of time on my hands. I don't have a boyfriend or kids, so that always helps.
Do you know what? I don't think that would mean anything to me. I could be completely, like, I'd have all the time in the world and never figure any of this stuff out.
That's true. It's true. But I am glad you said the name of the sets, just in case there are listeners who aren't from Britain, so they don't have Channel 4, but they could still go find the ones you recommended.
And, you know, it's worth trying, because I've downloaded foreign TVs onto my phone, so sometimes you can't see all the programmes because of rights issues. But there are some programmes that you can watch. So it may be that you can see some of those programmes where you are, depending on the rights issues.
Yeah, it depends on the rights issues from country to country, doesn't it? Yeah.
Because we're international. Yeah. We always have to remember that, everyone. There are people listening to us all over the place, and thank you very much.
Isle of Man.
Isle of Man.
Isle of Wight.
Isle of Wight.
No, Guernsey. We've got some listeners in other European and North America, so I like to...
It's true. Yeah, we
keep
do.
Keep them involved.
We do.
Yeah.
Alison's brought in the Canadians. We've got them. Maureen Younger, thank you very much for your corner that was cultured by yourself. Well done. You've done it again.
She's done self-culturing.
Absolutely.
She's cultured herself.
She's cultured herself. She's
had years of practice.
She's been making... Yep. Yep, I've been in your fridge. I've seen it.
That's not a euphemism, by the way.
It is, actually.
It's all euphemisms. It's all euphemisms.
That's
all the time.
That's all it is. It's an hour of euphemisms.
Get your buttery fingers in our holes. All right, Jen, I want to find out what the hell's getting your goat this week.
Don't judge me. Now, you're going to be judging me now, but bloody well wait, okay? This is terrible, isn't it? That's what's got my goat. And do you know who I blame? Society. Okay, Alison, I'm going to tell you what got my goat this week. I saw a friend. We all know her, Rosie Jones.
Lovely.
She came to visit and we went out. I took her out because every time I see Rosie, she pays for everything. And I was like, right, you've got to come down to Brighton and I'll pay for everything. I mean, I absolutely regretted that when the bill came. But at the time, it seemed like a brilliant suggestion. And so anyway, Rosie came down and I said, look, I'm going to take you to this bar in Brighton and they do great cocktails and then we'll have a lovely time there and then we'll go for dinner. So we arrive. It's a Monday night, obviously, because we're comedians. We don't go out the weekend. It's a Monday night. And so it's dead. It's absolutely dead. And we get there quite early because we get there quite early because I'm conscious of the fact that Rosie's got to get back to North London from Brighton. So we arrive early. And as we get into the cocktail bar, it says, please wait here to be seated. And I look around and it's empty. It's completely empty. So we walk in. Rosie says, oh, well, let's, you know, we're wandering. So we wander in, we get into the bar and we said, oh, can we grab a seat? And the guy behind the bar goes, sorry, could you please go and wait by the door? And I did a little double take as if to go, seems empty. And did a little beat as if to go, you still want me to go? And he was like, could you? And I went, okay, yeah, fine. We went, literally, I got back to the door. I turn around, he's there, and he goes, would you like to come in now? I was like, are you joking? we walked in and he went, so where would you like to sit? I was like,
oh my God, oh my God.
I thought, this is hilarious. I said, it feels like you want us to sit somewhere specific because you've asked us to wait at the door. And he went, no, 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 you can sit anywhere you like. I said, oh, right, okay. So we went and sat down. Oh, no, the other thing that happened, which was also funny, was I was having to bite every single gum and thing in my mouth. That's probably why I've still got cold.
Yeah.
Chewing my mouth. So when he arrived to say, would you like to come in? I had two menus in my hand, two cocktail menus in my hand, and he picked up two cocktail menus. And I said, oh, I've already got two. And he said, well, I've got two. And I went, oh, okay. And so I put my two cocktail menus down and then he looked at me and then he put his two cocktail menus down and then very passive aggressively looked at me as if to say, what are you going to do now? I went, I guess I'll pick up two more cocktail menus then? And he went, it was the most passive-aggressive interaction I've had for such a long time. Rosie was laughing because she thought it was hilarious. I didn't know if this was the beginning of a comedy sketch that no one had told me was happening. And then, of course, as I said, we go back in. It's like, well, where do you want to sit? All right, fucking hell, mate. I mean, we could have saved ourselves a lot of bother when I arrived. And you just said, yeah, where would you like to sit? Anywhere you like, it's empty. It was and the whole evening, he was passive aggressive, borderline, really rude. And at the end, we had a couple of cocktails. We were having a lovely time. Of course, we've been lubed up by these cocktails, so we're just in a really good mood. We go to pay the bill, exorbitant, obviously. Rosie said, I just want you to know, these were the best cocktails I think I've ever had, and you're really good at your job. Thank you so much for everything. And he didn't even look up. And I went, let's love bomb this prick. I went, I want you to know, this has been the best night. And we've really enjoyed ourselves. And I think a lot of it is down to how good these cocktails have been. And he looked up and he went, yeah, well, yeah. And that was it. It was the most, honestly, the whole time I was in this thing, apart from when I was drinking cocktails and wasn't taking any notice of him. Oh, and then at one point he came over to us and he said, this was random. He came over and he said, excuse me, are one of you burning hair or denim? What? I said, no, we're not doing that. And he went, are you sure that one of you isn't burning hair or denim? And Rosie went, why would we be? And Rosie said, I think I'd know if I was burning my hair or my jeans. And he went, okay. And then he went to the next table because finally other people had arrived. Excuse me, is anyone here burning hair?
Or denim.
It was the most bizarre interaction. Anyway.
Meanwhile, cousin's it in his fucking denim tuxedo on fire over to the right. And he's going to every single, excuse me, are you? That is the most fucking random.
I mean, I hate it when you go to like we go to a restaurant, it's completely empty and they go, have you booked?
Yeah, it was like that. Do I need to book?
Wow. It's completely empty.
That got my goat. But also, by the time we left, it was funny. But at the beginning, I was like, this guy's going to get fucking kneecapped if he carries on like this. I can't bear how passive-aggressive he's being. And it was so... Oh, and then when he came over, he went, ugh. Just let me know what you want to drink.
He sounds like he was annoyed that somebody had turned up. Do you know what I mean? Like he didn't want to do any work. And he's just annoyed that you kind of...
I think he was annoyed at my wide-eyed kind of, oh, we're doing the waiting by the door thing. Okay. I think he was like, fuck her. And I guess that was very passive-aggressive from me. So maybe I started it. But anyway, that's what got my goat. What a bell. But wonderful cocktails. Women talking bollocks.
If you have enjoyed WTB, please make sure that you subscribe wherever you get your podcasts and leave us a little review.
Oh, you can check out our socials now on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and you never know, we may even get on TikTok.
And if you do like the show, please do have a look at our Patreon for bonus content and weekly treats. Will that do?
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.